She's one of the most popular female comedians, but she's had to rely on more than her funny bone over the past few years. After being placed on the no-fly list, Kathy Griffin says she's battled to get back on tour following an onslaught of public backlash for a joke she made about former U.S. President Donald Trump. The no-fly list, also known as the terrorist watch list, is maintained by the FBI's Terrorist Screening Center and prevents individuals who are on it from boarding an aircraft when flying within, to, from, and over the United States. Griffin, who prides herself on punching up, has never shied away from criticizing politicians or big celebrities. She's not afraid of pushing the envelope, particularly when it comes to people in power. I make fun of every president, she tells VIA in a phone interview. But she never envisioned that a photograph, meant as a joke, could ruin her career. I have been diagnosed with PTSD. In 2017, the comedian shared a photo that looked like she was holding the severed head of then-incumbent Trump on social media. The public response was immediate, with many people simply condemning the joke, while others issued her death threats. I have been diagnosed with PTSD. And I know that sounds crazy because I thought it was only for our combat veterans. But apparently, it can happen to a broken-down comedian like myself when the federal government targets you, she explains. No one would book Griffin for gigs and she felt like she might not ever get to work again. After getting addicted to prescription pills, she attempted to take her own life. My love for stand-up is so profound. I have what I call a stand-up comedy disorder, the comic jokes. And the only time I'm calm is when my feet hit that stage. Griffin was diagnosed with stage 1 lung cancer in 2021 and had to have half of her left lung removed, although she's never smoked. After battling cancer, and Trump supporters, she says she didn't have a great deal of patience for COVID deniers and anti-vaxxers, to put it mildly. And that's part of why the comic is so happy to be coming back to Canada. I'm grateful that Canadians didn't cancel me, she remarks, noting that most residents of the Great White North seem to get her humor. My life on the PTSD list coming to Vancouver. Griffin will bring her new stand-up tour My Life on the PTSD list to the Vogue Theatre on February 24 as part of the Just for Laughs Vancouver Festival. She's been to the Downtown Theatre before and says she's super stoked to perform there again. Locals can also look forward to getting roasted by the fiery comic with jokes crafted specifically for them. The first 15 minutes of the show will be all about the city and the issues it is facing, and she doesn't plan on holding back. Look out, Vancouver. I will be doing my research and development and I will be making fun of you to your face. When she visits the city, Griffin won't be joined by a large or even moderate-sized posse. I do everything by myself, she explains, adding that she's always written all of her material because she couldn't tell someone else's jokes. She also pokes fun at stand-up heavyweight Dave Chappelle, who she says brings an entourage of around 25 people with him on the road. When I'm rolling into the Vogue, it's going to be me and my tour manager. While she believes Chappelle is a genius, but wishes he would lay off the trans community, her icon is Joan Rivers. She was my good friend and my mentor, recalls Griffin. She was the only female to this day to have a nightly network talk show, and during this, her husband took his life. Before Rivers, no one asked celebrities on the red carpet who they were wearing. The comic proudly remembers big designers like Michael Kors approaching her friend to say, thank you. And Griffin is a fan of tough women, full stop. She says she is in a daily text chain with Mary Trump, Stormy Daniels, and Eugene Carroll, and credits all of them for their resilience during the Trump era. It's also helping her through their mutual support. And to have fun. I'm just somebody that firmly believes when life is the toughest, you have to make fun of it. You have to find the humor. The Wayne Gretzky story is worth the price of admission alone. When she is excited on stage, people can expect to hear Griffin's gravelly voice elevate into a Minnie Mouse pitch. Like, my voice sounds okay on the phone, but when I do stand up and my adrenaline goes, it goes into a bit of a higher register, she laughs. Canadian audiences can also expect other jokes that aren't ones Americans might appreciate or understand. I had a wild night with Wayne Gretzky and that's all I am going to say, says a suddenly mischievous Griffin. This story is a pisser and it's worth the price of admission alone. Griffin also has a life full of unique life experiences to pull from for joke material, too. For example, she shared an on-screen smooch with Mariska Hargitay, who plays Olivia Benson on Law & Order, Special Victims Unit. The scene was later deleted, but she jokes that Hargitay was a better kisser than co-star Christopher Maloney, whom she also kissed. After filming the episodes, she bought two puppies and named one Olivia Benson and one Elliot Stabler. She considers them serious detectives, too. Other topics on Griffin's agenda include Kanye West and his new wife. It seems like all he wants her to wear are pantyhose and a pillow, she jokes, and Elon Musk, who said is a Nazi allegedly. She jokes that she needs to stop making fun of rich and powerful men. But it doesn't seem like she will stop punching up anytime soon. The two-time Emmy and Grammy Award-winning comedian, television host, best-selling author, and outspoken advocate will be in Vancouver on February 24 at the Vogue Theatre. The doors are at 5:30 p.m. and the show is at 6:30 p.m. Tickets are available online.